Lawyers Will Buy Yachts, More Nine-Toed Cats, and Instatalk? Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by showing you less and telling you more. Unlimited Supply is brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Tech Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray, and here's what matters in music tech today. Our top Tech Tuesday story this week doesn't really focus on music. A veritable mob of New York Times reporters, including Cade Metz, Shira Frankel, and Cecilia Kang, published an expose, that's the only thing to call it, on the sausage-making process of training AI models at Google, Meta, and OpenAI. It's pretty detailed, but we are a TLDR. Not only did they violate their own policies on things like IP ownership and even privacy, their search for scaled data to train their AI models in a hurry was so urgent that when they ran out of source data, OpenAI resorted to transcribing YouTube content owned by YouTube creators without asking Google. On its part, Google changed its privacy policy to allow use of users' Google Docs and Sheets over a 4th of July weekend so that nobody would notice. Meta, on its part, debated buying books to feed its model and even buying Simon & Schuster, and then it said, nah, we'll just take it and call it fair use. And here's where we get to the nine-toed cats and your grandpa's jokes about hillbillies. The Times ran a separate piece about how when OpenAI ran out of data sources, it set its AI models on each other, so instead of AI learning from human output, it was now learning from other AI. It's called synthetic data. What could go wrong? Don't be surprised to see this AI inbreeding generate the equivalent of more nine-toed cats. I'll skip the hillbilly jokes. I'm out of breath talking about it, and I've barely scratched the surface. Some lawyer's gonna be buying yachts. A must-read if you are leery about AI. The underlying issue here is that AI needs large data sets to learn. And who creates all that data? Yep, you and me. And who owns and controls all that data? Mostly not you and me. I'm not going to go too far down the paranoid rabbit hole of we are providing the very data that will render us obsolete. But moving fast and breaking things gave us our present social media environment. What could go wrong? So maybe it's not such a great way to develop AI. There's another good piece on how to think about AI in Rex Woodbury's digitalnative.tech blog this week. It's a longish piece, but he makes the case that AI is to production what the internet was to distribution. He's not the first person to say it, but he does go into some of the cultural ramifications and how AI will generate revenue for itself. It's at digitalnative.tech. And one more AI story for the day. Spotify has rolled out an AI playlist generator in limited markets. MBW, that's Music Business Worldwide, reports the tool will create playlists from text prompts like an indie folk playlist to give my brain a big warm hug. It's only available in the UK and Australia so far, so we can now ask Spotify to create playlists to prompts like songs to explain Brexit and music to soothe my burning skin after an encounter with a blue bottle jellyfish. Hopefully they aren't using synthetic training data, but data from flesh and blood Brits and flesh and beer Aussies. And in our big late tech headline, The Verge reported late Tuesday that TikTok is launching a photo sharing app called TikTok Notes as a direct competitor to Instagram. So as Insta and Facebook move toward TikTok, so TikTok moves toward them. Yet another task for the music industry's underpaid and overworked digital media worker bees to keep track of. Finally, yesterday I said I'd cover the relevant news from the CMTs. They were decidedly low tech. Now I know. Beyoncé didn't show, and that didn't stop her from having another number one album debut. And Dasha, who broke out on TikTok, there's some tech, and whose hit is called Austin, set foot in Austin for the first time. And the Toby Keith tribute brought out the hankies. Our song of the day comes from Linda Martell, one of the big inspirations behind Cowboy Carter and who appears on Cowboy Carter in a couple of song intros. Anyway, she was a pioneering African-American country star. This is from her 1970 album, Color Me Country. It's called A Bad Case of the Blues, and it's pretty great. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. Drop Unlimited Supply a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict usually means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening. And happy birthday, Dave Murray, wherever you are.